Hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. Welcome to the Voices of Courage show. Today, we're talking about going from success to significance. Some of you are very successful out there, and you have been successful for many years. And some of you have a limited amount of success, but you still have successes in your life. But now you realize it's time to maybe change and go into a place where you are not so much success from the outer world, but you're looking to really give back and step into a place of leadership, step into a place of service, and shift things up. You know, success may bring many, you know, titles and recognition, but significance comes from purpose. It comes from dropping in to asking those questions. Why am I here? What is happening within my own realm? What am I shifting into right now? So we're going from a place of outer success, and we want to shift it to the inner success. So how do we do this? Well, clarity is power. And when you can get clear that, you know, you're ready to shift into a mindset of service as opposed to a mindset of getting, we shift it. We go into a mindset of service. And service takes us on the road to from success to significance. I believe that every person that I've worked with in this area has had to redefine what their mission in life really is. What are they about? What is going to help them to take their lives to a new level? A lot of times they ask, what's the legacy I'm going to leave my children, my family, those on the planet? So it's a place where you start to drop into. And what happens is significance grows when you build others in your business, right? So you want to think about this. If you're an entrepreneur, if you're a person that wants to really make a difference, then you start being able to be of service to everybody in your organization, lift them up, help them to understand how everything is connected, how they're a part of it, no matter what level or position they are in the organization, that they're there for a reason. They're there for a purpose. And when they understand that we're all here growing, learning, evolving, becoming the best version of ourselves, they start to shift their own consciousness. I also believe that people that have moved in the significance area, they've embraced their values and they live their values. You know, they may even step into higher values that have been challenging for them to live, but they live from a place of authenticity, humility, wisdom, courage, compassion, understanding. They're really stepping into that place in a greater way. And they integrate soul and action. They integrate their spirit and action. You know, I think it was Leonardo da Vinci was one of the greatest teachers of the Renaissance, the greatest creators of the Renaissance, right? Da Vinci created all kinds of things. But, you know, one of the things he did well is, and he mentions this, he says, isolation is the price of greatness. Well, what did he mean by that? Well, you've got to get out of the commotion of the world. You've got to be able to drop into your own understanding, your own wisdom, your own intuition, if you really want to make that shift into significance. So that is the area. Yeah, I've been meditating for, I don't know, 30 plus years now. Actually longer than that. And what I've learned is that stillness is where everything comes in. So when it gets still, all of a sudden, everything drops in. Why? Because I'm tuning into the superconscious mind, the Akashic records, the universal truths that are all here for all of us to tap into. In fact, all of us have genius within us. If we just get still, isolate ourselves from what's going on, and drop in. And when you can do that, then you can start to really, that wisdom starts to flow through. And you start to step into a life of significance in greater and greater ways. So that's what we're talking about today. Listen, I've got a very special guest today, and I know he's in the green room, and he's changed his life up from turning successes into significance, and a very successful guy. But he also has a very big heart, and he's a giver. He gives back in great ways. So we're going to talk about it. And you know what I love about these shows is a lot of times my audience hears things that they actually shift their perception and expand their consciousness just by watching these shows. It's pretty amazing. I get feedback all the time about how amazing this is. And maybe it's the energy, the vibration, the power that's being resonated from not only myself, but our guests that really help you shift into a higher states of consciousness yourself. So stay tuned. I'm going to take a quick break and then we'll be right back with my guest.
Do you suffer in pain? Are you stiff, tense, or less active than before? Introducing the EasyWell Remedy Massage System that combines the incredible effects of vibrational therapy, targeted deep tissue shiatsu massage, plus soothing infrared heat. A triple fusion of therapeutic experiences. Full body vibrational therapy increases blood circulation and reduces inflammation. Look at these beads moving from the powerful vibrational motors.
It's like 1,000 little fingers just vibrating my body from head to toe.
Infrared heat penetrates deep to reduce pain, soothe, and relax.
Remedy gets in there and helps deal with the source of the pain, so you feel much better.
The Ultra Shiatsu Pillow with 6 infrared heated nodes mimics a professional massage. Plus, it's detachable for deep relief anywhere you need it.
It's just something that you're gonna have to feel for yourself.
Experience the true remedy for your pain and stiffness. Call now.
If you've been injured in an accident that's not your fault and you don't have an attorney, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to tell you what your case is potentially worth. Hello, I'm Gina, along with spokesperson Rob. Rob, tell the folks at home who should be calling right now.
Well, just like you said, Gina, anyone who's been injured in an accident that was not your fault, you don't have an attorney, give us a call right now, and we're going to let you know what your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Rob. So what kind of calls have we been seeing today?
Well, Gina, we're getting calls from all types of accidents today. Work accidents, slip and falls, truck accidents, and most commonly, car accidents. So if you were injured in an accident that was not your fault, you don't have an attorney, take that first step, pick up that phone, and give us a call. We're going to answer your questions, and we'll let you know how much money you can get for your accident.
Thanks, Rob. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Go ahead. Don't hesitate. Take that first step and call now.
Call 800-455-2790.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new, clinically proven Legsercise Pro, the natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation the natural drug-free way.
After using Legsercise for a week, I felt like I wanted to go for a walk again without pain like I used to.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
It's helped with the swelling and the pain. The tingling feeling is gone.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the clinically proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I've got my very special guest, Craig Shaw, with me today. Craig, welcome.
Thank you again. Sorry for that. I don't know what was wrong with the microphone, but now it's working.
Oh, well, you sound good. Yeah, you sound great. So everybody can hear you here. So for those of you that don't know Craig, Craig is the founder of Craig Shelley Beverly Hills. He is... been on a journey from luxury designer in fashion to a purpose-driven change maker. He's born in India. He's now in Beverly Hills, and Craig blends creativity, technology, philanthropy to give back. And, you know, he's been feeding and educating children through his nonprofit partnerships and so much more, Craig. You know, it's just great to have you, man. You've been doing a lot. So, you know, your journey, well, before I get on your journey, first of all, you know, Craig and I are new friends. We just met in a great event, just last week. And, you know, when I meet new people like you, Craig, and I feel that that enthusiasm for life coming through, and your beautiful wife and your family. I mean, it's just, it's powerful to have you here. So I just want to say that. But
thank you.
You know, how did you get on this journey of, let's talk about your successes first. How did you create the successes that you have in your world?
Yeah, Ken, thank you. Yeah, it was really nice meeting you at the event. Thanks to Sharon Doyle, who invited me, and you as well. And it was great meeting amazing people with great energy. You know, like attracts like. You know, you see good in people when you have good in you. I believe that firmly. And I think regarding giving back, I really haven't even begun where I want to be. Like, I really have a big task on hand, and which is I'm dedicating my life to this purpose now. And we'll talk about it in a second. But you asked me about success. As I often tell, you know, the story that, you know, success is a very relevant term, right? You know, very, you know, someone could be successful in many different ways. You know, it all depends on whether you count your bank balance as your success, or your social balance as your success, or your inner soul as your success. Yeah. And I learned something really, you know, amazing from my son. He's 25, and he said that, Dad, he's a musician, he's an artist, he's a, and he's pretty good at what he does, and he's very successful in that sense. But again, what success means is, he's like, I'm successful here. I don't need to become a multi mega millionaire, deca millionaire, or a billionaire to become successful. I'm already successful here. And by what he means is, you know, giving back is being the most important thing in all of our lives. This is how we were raised. By my grandma and my family, that, you know, when you give back unconditionally without even saying anything, that, you know, to anybody, you know, I think the nature, the universe, whatever you believe in, fills more with abundance. Your life is, you know, with abundance will be filled. So my success story is no different than anybody else's, but, you know, it's all one thing, which is hard work, hard work, and hard work. Like, I've never given up since the age of 15. I started, I'm 50 plus now, 35 years of relentless work every single day. Today is Indian New Year's, Diwali and New Year. And I just came back from temple, and you can see my Indian outfit too. But I, you know, there's nothing, work is worship, and worship is everything for me, meaning that's what I dedicate the success to. And I can pinpoint to certain things, but, you know, success is a lot of hard work and a lot of luck at the same time. So it goes hand in hand.
It does, you know, and you know, I think when you're in that success role as, you know, as a young man, and you're building your empire, and you're, you know, you're driving, you got, you know, you're driving, there's a lot of outer focus, and there's a lot of, you know, what am I doing next? What am I doing next? What do I need to do here? What do I need to do there? And there's a lot of outer, you're pushing. But then at one point, you know, you've created your empire, and you know, I love what you said, you know, success. I'm kind of talking a monetary empire, but, you know, it could be, you've become a master in the healing arts. You have become a master coach. You've become a person that is a minister comes to mind, but you're at a place where you feel that, wow, I'm at this place. Now it's time to kind of shift it and give back and shift it into that place. And, you know, that's not necessarily a natural, I think it's natural. That's the wrong word. A lot of people have been programmed to basically kind of be, you know, we got to take, we got to fill our coffers, our money. We got to do this. You know, but it's that shift when you go into to significance that changes everything. You know, it did for me. I mean, I was very successful in a lot of different areas, but when I shifted it into unconditionally giving back, everything exploded. How about you?
Yes. You know what? I for the longest time I couldn't figure out what my purpose was in life. And as a very young entrepreneur at 15, 16 years old, I worked for this company. But my grandma always taught me, be kind and be give gratitude, you know. And I constantly struggled. You know, I was slightly ADHD, dyslexic. I was never diagnosed officially, but I knew that this was something I was not really comprehending with the world the way I should be. And she always said, keep your kindness and gratitude with you. And, you know, you'll always, if you don't win all the battles, you'll win the most ones with this. And I kind of kept that close to my heart. And as I sailed through the life and I kept giving back and I kept keeping my heart open, and I constantly felt like people were backstabbing and taking away from me. And I was feeling like, why is it happening to me? And why is all this happening? And like, I had to chase, money kept coming to me, but, you know, I also had to work really hard and chase money. And I didn't understand that why all of this was happening, until there was a moment of epiphany back in 2013, 14. And that changed my life. And I realized that giving back is way more rewarding than doing anything else. Meaning, once I started making the shift up here and started saying that my purpose is to give back, I'm here to give back. I don't need to worry about what others are saying, doing, or, taking it away from me, because they cannot take it from here. They cannot take it from me. They cannot take me from me. So that kind of, was a pivoting moment where I understood that I no longer need to chase anything. I just need to give back. And giving back is it's a very selfish act. I always say this too, because it heals me inside. And when I heal inside, more abundance come to me, more money flows through, more people want to connect with me, more deals come to my table, more people are asking me for, can you support me with this, that, and the other? And that's when the real flow starts.
I love that. Well, I found that you can't outgive God, okay? You just can't. You contribute 10% of your income, or 20 or 30, 40, 50%, you still cannot outgive. Because the more you give out there, the more it comes back. It's pretty amazing principle. I've tested it many ways and it just keeps coming back. It's like, what the heck? So, anyway, listen, I got to take a quick break. When we get back from the break, I'd like to take a little deeper dive into maybe some of the principles that you live by today that has made that shift. You built a global brand out there, that fuels global impact. And so I'd like to see where you are a little bit today and what are those values you're living by. So we'll be right back after the break.
Radio. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster. I'll be right back with my guest in just a second here. What I wanted to do is just mention one thing to you, that some of you would like to follow all of our shows, and you can do that if you subscribe on our YouTube channel. If you're watching on YouTube right now, just hit the subscribe button. But if you're not there, just go to youtube.com/@thecouragenetwork, youtube.com/@thecouragenetwork, and you'll be able to subscribe. All right, back to my guest, Craig Shaw. Craig, I love it. You know, we're talking right now, you know, and the show is pre-recorded. So when people listen to it, it won't be Diwali, but today is Diwali. And you just came out of, you know, celebrations, a happy new year. It's like happy Diwali to everybody. You know, it's just, this is awesome. I love that we're here talking about this. You have built a global brand, and you know, what are the values that you live by, you know, today and probably when you were building that brand? Where are you from?
Yeah, you know, it just came, this was always been my thing, that if you can't, you know, outperform anybody else with money or with anything else, you can always be creative, right? So one of the deepest values that I carry is you can always be creative in the passion in the field that you are, and you can feel that you can make a difference. You know, you can come up with something new, because there is absolute amazing satisfaction when you create something new and that becomes successful. So I started off as an apprentice in a very large company at 15, 16 year old, working in Bombay, Surat and Bombay in India for about a year and a half, and then moving to Hong Kong and Tokyo for a couple of years, and then coming to LA to work for them here. And then finally, at 22, 23, I quit my job when my first kid was born, and I decided that I'll start my new company. But I didn't have the means. You know, I had the knowledge and the zeal and the enthusiasm, but I didn't have the means, meaning the money, to do it. And to start a new brand of jewelry, you know, you need a lot of money, you know, because it's the ingredients and the, you know, it's very capital intensive business, meaning you need gold, diamonds, and platinum and all that, right? So very expensive labor too. So I started to design. I said, you know what? I don't have the money, but I can be creative. So I put my pen and pencil to work. I started designing a few rings and jewelry, and approached Platinum Guild and said, hey, listen, I may be able to do 5 or 6 pieces, and would you please look at me and see if you can approve me as a platinum designer? And that kind of started. So it's all about creativity and coming from nothing and building something. And it gives me utmost satisfaction. So number one rule that I say is look inside of you. If audiences, whoever is listening to this, and whenever you listen, you all have a gift inside of you. You all have a passion. You all have a burning fire inside of you. Look in that fire. Look inside of you and see if you can go in and create something new, create something different. So for thousands of years, diamond existed in round and emerald and square shapes and all of that, right? But there was no diamond that existed which had a diamond table on top, which was able to refract more light and was more brilliant than the traditional square cut diamond. So that's what I invented, or with a co-partner with someone else. And we both came up with the idea, and I cut it for them. So this, again, going back to whatever I can go back to, Ken, I feel like creativity is very...
Well, you know, Craig, what I've experienced, this my own life, you know, I became a good follower first. I had to follow. I learned how to understand the principles of business by following others. And then the next step was to create a business, right? Create a business, you know, a business that... others were doing the same business, but you know, I thought I'd go in and do something similar. And then the next step was what you're talking about, is the create something that nobody else has done before. And so there's steps here, right? You don't have to start out as an entrepreneur and go exactly to that. And I know you didn't. You also followed the path I just mentioned. And, you know, some people don't. I mean, there are exceptions to what I'm saying. You go right to, wow, I'm going to create something nobody's ever done before, right? And you're going to take, you know, maybe a doorknob, and you're going to create an electronic doorknob that you look at and the door opens. I don't know. But there's something that you might be able to do. But generally speaking, that happens. And, you know, there, it seems like, I don't know your younger life. You know, for me, I was kind of a rebel and always wanted to do something a little outside the box, which is really my entrepreneur spirit coming out. Did you have that same thing going?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You touched on such good points. And actually, I'll touch on one point that you just said about, you know, being an inventor versus being an adopter, right? I always, being an inventor is great, but if you have, you know, very, as you know, this world has very few inventors, but there's a lot of adopters, right? But if you're an early adopter, meaning you adopt something, you create something, slightly different version of something that exists, that's also a very creative thing to do, Ken. So I really admire the comment that you said. So there's a big mass of people, like 98%, 95, 98% of people are what? They're all followers and they're all going to be like, oh, this internet is a hoax. Oh, this, you know, what is FaceTime? We're not, like, this is a reality today, right?
Yeah.
So there is an invention and then there is an early adoption. So early adoption is very necessary and you can also create something out of there. So I always believe in becoming an early adopter, whether it's technology, whether it's anything, you know. And again, number two principle I have is nothing ventured, nothing gained. Meaning, you know, coming back to that rebel nature in you, or trying to, you know, make sure that, you know, if somebody says you can't do it, why, you know, go at it and do it, right? That attitude of, we can do this, or having a motor up your ass, as I say that, you know, like relentless, like not giving up. So that is a very key ingredient. So it's a mix of many things, right? Never one thing all, but you know, it's a mix of everything. You have to have the hunger in here. Yeah. Are you hungry enough? Are you want to do, you know, are you satisfied? You know, you could also be satisfied. There's nothing wrong with it. And they say, this is, I'm very happy with what I'm, or you could be like, no, I really have a long way to go and a lot of things to do and a lot of people to help and a lot of people to serve. And yet, as they say, you know, my life has just started now.
Yeah,
I want to learn so much and I want to do so much and put everything that I've learned to practice. So,
yeah, I love that. I love that, Craig. And I think, you know, you touched on a piece that triggered something for me, you know, and that is the inventor, right? So versus the early adopter. And, you know, I was the inventor of having business owners connect online back in 1998, 1999, right? So I created an organization called Shared Vision Network. It expanded. We had 250,000 members, something like that at the time. And then an early adopter came along. They copied what we did, and a company by the name of LinkedIn, right? LinkedIn, right? Early adopter, right? So, you know, just because you're the inventor doesn't mean you're going to be the one that succeeds. So we succeeded at a certain level, but the early adopter came in. And, you know, here's my point. I didn't have the right team around me at the time to say, hey, because I looked at LinkedIn. I said, I asked my designer, how much it will cost me to duplicate what they're doing, some of the features. And they said, oh, $10,000. I didn't have the right team around me to go, you know what, you need to fund that immediately. And we need to watch this company and, you know, and adjust. I learned that there's, you know, first of all, you got to have the right team, but there's also, you got to have those wisdom mentors with you as an entrepreneur, because there's at least a thousand decisions you'll make. And one of those decisions might take you down the wrong path if you don't have the right mentorship. What do you say to that?
100%. I mean, you said it so well. You actually really put a complete, it's an example you gave it. So I'm 100%. If you have a mentor early on in life, get as early as you can. And there is no time is perfect time, right? It's not like, oh, I'm already 50 or 60. No, you can get a mentor at 90. Doesn't matter. Or you're 19. Doesn't matter. Get a mentor, because what will mentor do really is really avoid all the pitfalls. Meaning you don't have to make the mistakes that other made already. So if your goal is to go from A to B or to Z, and you want to get there as early as you can, get a mentor. Not only they will help you, guide you through the process, and avoid all the pitfalls, but they will also give you connections. They will also bring you to the right people. They'll also say, hey, I know this, this, and this, because they've done it and they've known people. So every time I say, you know, always be a learner, always be a listener, but you don't need to have multiple, because, you know, just have one good mentor or... Yeah. Even you can have two good mentors, but at least one that you can really count on that is there for you. If you're starting,
I had a young man come to me who is he was an actor in the business, in the movie business in Hollywood, and you know, he's just starting out, and you know, I was having this conversation with him about getting the one good mentor. And I said, listen, make a list of the 10 people that you'd ideally like to mentor with, and then tell me the top three. He did that. The top three were some very advanced people in the business, been there like 20, 30 years. I said, oh, good. Which one do you really want? And he told me the name. And I said, okay, that's the one we're going to go after. He says, why would this person want to mentor me? Yeah. And I said, well, we're going to write that down. I want you to get clear with what you have that is amazing to you, your power, your passion, your ideas, your creativity. He wrote them all down. Long story short, he went out and reached out to this guy. He came back, got a rejection. I said, go after it again. He reached out again, got a rejection. I said, go after it again. He reached out. He met the guy for lunch. The guy mentored him and elevated his career tremendously, just like that, right? We got to get out of our own way. We got to get out of this limitation. And if you can find a coach like me or Craig or somebody that's been there to be able to help you get out of your own way, to step into the courage it takes to be, to get your message in the world, to get your acting in the world, to get your business in the world. That's what we got to do.
Absolutely. I mean, you said it so right. You know, oftentimes I've noticed in my own personal life, I've gone into my own way, and I kept thinking to myself, what is it that I'm doing that, you know, because why is this happening again? It happened once, it happened twice, it happened. I said, something's got wrong with me. Am I coming in my own way? Am I doing this, you know, self-sabotage or whatever you call it, that, you know, building and then destroying building? No, we need to fix it. And first thing is realization. First thing is to accept it and then to fix it. So coaching and mentoring, like it reminds me of what you do for people, right? Because you've so many of your clients, and I've seen them, I've heard them, I looked them up online. They have such great things to say because you're unblocking them. You're telling them, you're helping them to get to, if you are at a six figures and you want to get to seven figures or seven to eight or eight to nine, you've got to have a mentor. You got to have someone who can help you navigate through this life.
You know, and this, I bet this has happened to you because you're a meditator, Craig, and so am I. You know, what happens is we get insight. My intuition has been developed more and more and more over the years. And by the way, for some of you that, you know, are thinking about intuition is that gut feeling you have, right? But most people's intuition is maybe 40%, 50% right. So you tune in and you get a 40, 50% accuracy. But intuition, when you really understand the concept, where you really can tune into the superconscious mind of the soul, yeah, intuition is like 100% accurate. That's what makes me a good entrepreneur, a great coach, a mentor, right? You know, it's not what I know, it's what comes through in the minute that I need to know it. What do you say to that?
Absolutely, absolutely. Deep down inside, if you know, meditation is one of the best ways to go deep inside you. Like this morning, I was sitting down and I went to the temple. As I said, it's Indian New Year, Diwali and New Year. And I was early and I went there and I was in peace. I went with my, with my family and we were sitting down and I just was in peace and alone. And you can't believe that how much of clog is here. It gets so clogged. You know, we get pitched with so many thousands, tens of thousands of thoughts every single day. And it's so cloggy. And, you know, meditation, within 15, 20 minutes, it really unclogged me so well. And I remember an idea came to me. I need to do this. So I dropped a message to my team. I'm like, guys, this is where I need to focus. So, long story short, you're so on point with this, and inner intuition will only come from mental clarity. Will you have to be decluttered. You have to have the clouds, because you're never going to be free from, as long as, and I figured, you know, like as long as you live this life and you interact with people, things will happen, good and bad both. So there's no control over it, right? Because each one will act on its own. You are your own person and you'll do what you want to do or you wish or you think is right. But a person, you can't control other people's actions, and their actions will have reactions. So you cannot take that away, but you got to declutter here and got to clean up the energy around you and be in a spiritual and very open mind. You know, whatever your belief is, that I'm not saying one to the other, don't just go to the temple, go to anything, church or whatever or even just sit by the ocean, right? Or simple by the lake or whatever. Declutter yourself. And one more thing, I really, really like what you said in the beginning. I forgot what the word was, but you said a very important word. But I would like to add upon that is consistency.
Oh, yeah.
if you keep doing consistently in what you believe, and if you don't deviate your path, because everyone's going to say, hey, what you like, there's a story behind it, and I don't really want to go in too long into it, but everyone's going to distract you. Oh, this isn't the right way. This isn't the right path. No. Your inner self, if it tells you, your instinct tells you, this is my path, my journey, follow it. 1 year, 2 year, 10 years, 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
You will get success.
I love it. All right. Listen, I got to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to give you a process really quick. I usually don't talk about processes, but I'll give you a process that you can do today to take off the clutter, the baggage that might be stopping you as an entrepreneur. So I'll be right back, and then we'll talk about that.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle, and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at UKHealthRadio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena-sensitive care pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena-sensitive care pads with the skin comfort formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster. I'm with Craig Shaw. And I told you I'd give you a tool that you can use and to be able to open up that inner genius in a much greater way. I want to say this real quick, Craig. You know, from my experience, it's like we have this brilliant, bright soul, but it gets covered up with emotional trauma, with misinformation, disinformation, with programming from society, from, I don't know, internet, from the TV, and it gets this kind of a rust over the soul. But when you can make conscious choice to release those areas that are there, then all of a sudden the soul starts to shine and you start to tune in. So on my website, if you go to kendfoster.com, there's something called the release process. Go there. It's free to you. I've taken thousands of people now that have done this, and they tell me it's like taking a dark pair of sunglasses off. They didn't even know they had on. Once they complete it, it'll take you a few hours to do it, but you can do it a couple times a year, the first couple of years. It's a process. And if you do that, you're going to be tuning into your inner genius more and more. All right, Craig. You know, one of the things I want to ask you about is Elevate and Evoke, the technologies that you have available. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, these are the of my life now. It has since 2014. There was a story that, you know, there's a story behind it, you know, how Elevate was born. It simply born out of one thing and one thing only, that I saw that there was a need for entrepreneurs and people in the community that are buying hope, and there are people selling hope, coaches selling hope, you know, things they're selling. There is a big difference in providing resources to make them successful. And technology is your best friend if you know how to use that. And hence, I invested in several technology companies in India over here. And of course, you know, we keep attempting to develop new technologies and we try and we fail and we succeed in some. But there's a lot of hard work that we put together in helping entrepreneurs to become successful, but not just entrepreneurs. This is it's a movement. It's a crew of team, a large group of people that are conscious and they're conscious leaders and they want to give back. So Elevate was designed back in 2014 for entrepreneurs who are like-minded, want to come and meet and interact with each other, network and benefit from each other, but also give back together, change lives of those that are in need. And those don't have a shot in life at all. They make like less than a dollar a day and their kids are often taken away. We talked briefly about this, about my mission on how we can, you know, through education, we can eradicate poverty and put food and, shelter over people. So Elevate is its purpose before profit. That's its mantra. So think of purpose, you know, and money will follow. So that is now fast forward today has 30 different locations, 30 different places where Elevate events are held, some monthly, some quarterly, some biannually and some annually. Like these are the cities that operate under Elevate banner. And
Craig, where can people find Elevate? What's the web address?
Oh yeah, it's elevate-summit.org, elevate-summit.org. And there is so many resources over there available. And before we end this call today or this meeting, with your permission, I will give people some unconditional give back, you know, people who are following you. And obviously the purpose of Elevate is to empower. So it has three different academies in there. There is a, sort of an incubator called Legacy, where you come in and you want all the beginning, you know, everything that you need from how to set up your business to what kind of CRM you should be using or what kind of AI tools or what kind of community you should be engaging with and things like that, like connection, build up, startup. So that's one part of it. And there is a Wealth Builder Machine, which is we call Wealth Builder Club, basically. It's entrepreneurs who are successful at some degree and need mentorship and need unblocking and want to go and scale to a higher level from, you know, mid sixes to higher seven figures. You know, that's where we unblock them and help them. And then there is a third tier, which is a higher club called Ambassador Club, which is people who are already seven-figure earners and have businesses and multiple businesses that we can help them to become conscious investors and become our JV partners if there's opportunities there. So it's if you don't have a mastermind, we will help you create mastermind. That's what Elevate is about. Because everything that I have today, Ken, I would tell you without even thinking that if Elevate wasn't in my life, I wouldn't have this all these investments and all these things that I've accomplished. Good or bad, small or big, whatever it is, it's really thanks to Elevate. And mostly good, I would say, you know, some incredible network, amazing people who are seven, who are eight, nine, and some 10-figure guys, they give back without even expecting anything. So it's really an amazing, it's all about surrounding yourself with the right people. So that's what.
I can't speak high enough of Elevate. You and I are getting involved with that together. You know, I'm going to India next year. I'm hoping you're going to come with me. We're going to take Elevate there to Tamil Nadu area. And, we're going to put together, 400 or 500 people, maybe more than that. And we're going to give back. That's what I'm doing. I'm giving back. You know, these folks can't necessarily even afford 50 rupees to come to a seminar. That's okay. You know, I'm just there to educate, to inspire, to elevate consciousness so that we can understand, we get out of our limitations, yep. You know, no matter what level. I've been at that level with nothing. You've been there with nothing. We know how to get out and how to move up. And, you know, it's not a straight line. There's a lot of bumps in the round and on the road. But like you said, consistency, I'll say never give up. And with purpose and drive, and we can change the world. We can change our worlds where we are. And that's what Elevate's about. So you go to elevate-summit.org, elevate-summit.org for my listening audience, and get involved. That's the main thing. Get involved. This is about giving back. This is about going from success to significance. That's what Craig is all about. That's what I'm about. So we hope you'll join us over there. Craig, final thoughts. We got a couple minutes. A few final thoughts. What thoughts here?
In closing, you know, a couple of things come to my mind, and, you know, I want to give back to the community that you have. And, you know, through my Elevate and Evoke Immersive Technology companies that I've literally been blessed with, you know, I want to bless others with it, right? So two things. One is, you know, anytime you meet someone, your first impression is everything, meaning your transfer of trust happens within first 30 seconds. I always say this. So be very mindful of how you present yourself, how you conduct yourself, how you look into their eyes, and how you shake your hands, right? Because that 30 seconds, they will quickly transfer their trust, or, you know, that's where they will decide whether this person they want to engage with. So there is a formula that I've derived. It's my own fixed-step formula. I'll be happy to send it to those if they need it. I'll send you a link. You can join my online community. It's brand new. We just built a platform like school, but it's different. It's built on Go High Level. But it's, you know, Elevate and Evoke communities only. You can be invited if, you know, all you have to say is you're invited by Ken Foster, and you'll be able to get in. But that's where we drop all this wisdom and we send all this information. There's so many things that we send to that community at no charge. There's no fees to join. You just have to be invited. So it's a vetted group of people who are invited through someone. And that's all.
I love that, Craig. And so, you know, you're inspiring my audience to go to my website, kendfoster.com, subscribe to our newsletter, because we will be putting that link out in our newsletter. Perfect. That you can connect with Craig. So that's my encouragement. Craig, I'm out of time, man. This went like that.
It does fly. And it was so amazing. You have got a very good heart, Ken, and your lovely wife. You guys are such givers. And what attracted me to you, and why Sharon wanted you and I to connect, is because we both are sailing in similar boats in different oceans, maybe, or in, you know, but your heart is to give back. And I've seen you do it, like, in real life, like the microloans that you give to those women, that absolutely amazing, stunning work. You don't know how much blessings you're getting. Like, I mean, you are blessed. You know why? The reason you are is because these thousands of people are blessing you because you're giving them a chance, little chance. And, you know, sometimes it's if you can just think about it, you know, cost of less than cost of a drink at a bar. And that's what it takes to change somebody's life forever, right? That's so, you know, we're not giving handouts. We're actually providing them
hand up
with education. Hand up, yeah. So look it up, you know, and we'll send some information in Ken's newsletter. But no matter what you do, whether we do it with us or we do it with Ken or we do it, just do something about it. You know, look at it and get inspired and do something, right?
My dad would say, just do it, do something, and do it now.
That's it. Immediate massive action.
Immediate massive action.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and the action right now is to go to elevate-summit.org and get involved. That's the action. It's simple. My mentor, my first coach, was a guy by the name of Tony Robbins, and Tony said, Ken, never leave the site of an amazing podcast or a coaching session without taking immediate action. So, hey, I've lived my life that way. So that's what I do. I hope my audience will too. Craig, thank you, man. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Happy Diwali. Happy New Year to everyone. God bless, you know, and wishing you all very happy, healthy, and successful rest of the year and coming years.
And thank you so much, all of you, for joining us today. And we hope that you will continue to pass this show around to people that you love and people that you want to see succeed in all areas of life. Take care. Till next time.